BlownAwaySTL.com.
Is your furnace worn out or an energy hog?
Replace it with Classic Air Care, your rebate headquarters.
Ameren rebate.
Up to $720.
Federal tax rebate.
Up to $500.
Laclede gas rebate.
Up to $225.
Lennox manufacturer rebate.
Up to $1,500.
For a total potential system savings of up to $2,945. Call Classic Air Care
at 314-352-1111.
Classic Air Care. Locally owned, family owned since 1926.
On Facebook and online at CACSTL.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Sinclair, the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer in Pacific, Missouri. Dodge and Dave Sinclair. Chrysler and Dave Sinclair. Jeep and Dave Sinclair. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Ram Trucks and Dave Sinclair. Great combo. If you live in West County, we're only 25 minutes from Chesterfield Mall. We're only 15 minutes from I-44 and 141, and only 15 minutes from Ellisville. That's a short drive to Big City Selection, small town overhead. Thank you, and here's my address, DaveSinclairChrysler.com. DaveSinclairJeep.com. DaveSinclairRam.com.
Kohl's is open nonstop now through 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Shop and get $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things.
Ah, yes. No better time of year to pay attention to this man than right now, right before Christmas, because it's all going to be about technology. Not all of it. There'll still be some bicycles. There'll still be, you know, the baking, but a lot of technology. And a lot of people opening things that they'll have no idea how to activate them, get them started, work them. They'll need advice. We have some of that for you, I guess. Whatever he wants to share with you. His name is Jose Hernandez. He's going to talk a little tech talk, and he's brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. And when you're out running around doing the last minute stuff today and part of tomorrow, please don't forget about the Oric stores, because if nothing else, get yourself something from the Oric store to make your home a cleaner, better place to live. Yes, things in addition to the great vacuum cleaners. Here we go. He'll come in, he'll share some stuff, and then you'll take over. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877. That's the number with most of the phone lines. Then there's a straggler line or two that's 1-888-550-KTRS. Call now. We'll get you on the screen. Would you please say hello to Jose Hernandez?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
My contribution to the tech segment is this.
Proceed.
And I know Jose will agree with me. Batteries, batteries, batteries. I went yesterday to Sam's. Haven't been to Sam's for probably a year. And I bought DC, 9-volt, AAA, AA, even though I have all those at home. So I went home and counted my batteries, just roughly. I have at home in those battery sizes roughly 250 batteries. Now, that sounds like a lot, and it is a lot. But you would just be, if you go through your house and think of all the things from smoke detectors to remote control transmitters to RC cars, lots of things need batteries, and there's no greater disappointment for a kid than to open something up and realize nobody in the room has a battery.
Correct.
And it needs a couple of batteries. So have batteries. Go out today, tomorrow. And here's the deal. You shouldn't pay more than, and Jose, tell me if you agree, 30, 40, tops 50 cents a piece for batteries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get them in bulk.
Buy them in bulk. Buy them 48 of them.
Oh, yeah.
You'll use them. And batteries anymore, the shelf life is like 8 years. So if you don't use them this year, you use them next year. Well, just get batteries. Get plenty of batteries. And other than that, I was in Sam's, and a nice guy named Dan, who worked in there down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you. Showed me, I was looking at this 70-inch TV, and I was tempted to get it. Vizio, no, don't do it.
Don't do it.
My wife stopped me. She stopped me in front of a guy. It was embarrassing. She actually told me what I couldn't do. And then he says, you think that's something? Come over here. And we looked at an 80-inch TV. And then I saw my first 4K TV for like $4,000.
Yeah.
Wow, these TVs. Now, why do you say no to the 70?
Well, Samsung and LG just released 105-inch curved ultra-high-definition television.
Ooh.
It's moving toward the IMAX quality. Ooh. The curved screen is actually copying the curve of your eye. so that every piece of it is the same distance from your focal view. They haven't announced prices on them yet, but I would suspect by this time next year you'll be able to pick up a curved television, IMAX style, 105 inches.
So she was right to say not so fast.
She was never right to tell you not to do something.
Well, you got a point.
Or
there.
To tell you to do anything.
Well, thank you for that. I hadn't in a long time really stopped to look at TVs anymore. So that was very. And then the other product that's out there for you people who have a really nice. And there are those of you out there, nice flat screen TV. Let's say it's a 30, 40, 50 inch. And you're listening to it through the TV's own little crappy speakers. They have sound bars now. It's a sound bar and a subwoofer.
Mm-hmm.
Honest to goodness, for like $150, it fills the room with sound. You watch a movie and actually hear it through it. And it's not expensive.
Was that the pill? Who sells it? Is that
the little blue pills? Yeah, Dr. Dre's pill.
Yeah, it looks like a giant pill, and it's essentially like a small sound
capsule.
Bar. Yeah, a capsule. Yeah,
with absolutely. A subwoofer.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Yeah. And hits. Yeah.
Well, you get the televisions that have got Dolby Surround 5.1, 7.1, 9.1, and you're playing it out of two speakers.
Yeah, they're like listening to the telephone.
Yeah.
So get yourself a sound. There's a great gift for you folks for your home. Get yourself a sound bar, a couple of cubes, and a subwoofer, and they're easy to hook up, and you're in business. Calls are lining up. Jose, what do you have?
T-Mobile unveiled the next step in its Un-carrier strategy. Hopefully starting at just after January, they are going to offer you an early termination fee promotion, which basically says if you will leave your current phone provider, they'll give you up to $350 to go be a T-Mobile customer, which will basically pay the termination fee on the current contract.
Wow, that's some serious request for you to come on over.
That's a lot of money. iOS, you know, the favorite thing you've got on your Apple device there. Finally, somebody jailbroke it just in time for the holidays. Again, we don't recommend doing it. If you want to, you can find the break. It literally takes about 5 minutes. And the nice thing is it is untethered. And untethered means that once you install it, when you reboot the device, you don't have to install the jailbreak again. It will continue to be available for third-party installations.
And I don't understand anything you just said.
It's okay.
Amanda, do you understand that, jailbreaking?
I've heard of jailbreaking. I've never really understood why you would want to do that. What does that do?
Is it going back to the old system?
No, it just allows you to tether your phone for data and install third-party apps that Apple hasn't necessarily approved in the iStore yet or iTunes Store yet.
Maybe get music from another source besides iTunes.
Maybe music from another source.
Mm.
And by the way, I do have to thank you, Amanda, for being tech support for all of Frank's Apple devices.
Hours and hours.
I can't do it.
Yeah, if she weren't in the family, I wouldn't even be able to make a phone call. Thank goodness.
We've been talking a little bit about Target this week. Every card scanned in 1,800 locations for 3 weeks after Black Friday has the potential of being stolen. In response to this, the companies that issue the cards have limited the daily spending limits to $300.
Oh.
And if you are a card that's showing up on some of the websites that are underground that are selling them, they are limiting your daily spendle to $100.
Well, that's...
So if you want to go Christmas shopping, you're not spending...
Buy a TV?
Yeah. It's not happening on your card.
Wow.
Whether you're compromised or not, just the potential you might be. Because the bank, just as you know, I heard a guy call her and said, well, if your card's the one that gets stolen, you don't have to pay for it. He's correct. The bank that issued it does.
So they're protecting themselves.
So they're protecting themselves by limiting the amount of money you can spend on a daily basis.
Wow.
Last but not least, this day in history, December 23rd, 1947. Happy birthday to the transistor.
Ooh.
It was demonstrated at Bell Laboratories. The transistor, it's a component in most modern electronics. The inventors were given the Nobel Prize for inventing it.
And my first portable radio was a 6-transistor radio. And Jose will remember there was 6, there was 8, and then there was all transistor.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! If you had all transistor, buddy. Pete, I was looking at me like another language.
I can't wrap my head around what a transistor.
Candy Crush?
Yeah. Yes.
$630 million a day is made with Candy Crush.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
no, $230 billion this year. So.
And about $3 a day of it's from me.
Wow.
Because I pay for the extra lives.
You can't wait the 20 minutes?
No. You pay for extra lives?
Yeah, don't tell your mom. It's a dollar. It's a dollar every time you do it.
Probably done it like 50 times.
Amanda, really big thing that you want
again,
for Christmas?
Don't tell your mother.
Little blackmail.
Because that's something else she'll use against me to go get another pair of shoes.
Well, I don't play Candy Crush.
Does your mom talk like that?
Yeah, exactly how she talks.
Off to the phones we go. We have like one line open if you want to jump in here. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We start with Cindy. Cindy, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas, Cindy.
Merry Christmas, Cindy.
Thanks. Hey, I want to buy a TV
yes.
for myself. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas to me. And I'm looking at, you know, in the 40-inch range, mm-hmm. 40, 46, 47. And I know it's all LED and 1080p. What about the smart versus not smart? And are there any kits?
There are kits that you can buy for smart TV. Apple Television is one of them. It just allows internet connectivity and your smart TVs to do other things on the internet. I don't know how much you're going to do in your TV versus what you would do in your laptop or your computer.
Not much, probably. But
then,
I mean,
then I don't know that I would spend the money on a smart.
Okay.
What do you want to do with the TV that a smart TV would let you do?
Well, not that I want to stream Netflix.
You know what?
One of the things I want to do.
Stream Netflix. She wants to stream Netflix.
Okay.
You can get those DVD players. Those
you can do Roku,
Chrome,
right?
Yeah. You can get a DVD, a Blu-ray DVD player for around $60 or $70 that'll stream it. But in addition to televisions, most of the attached devices will also stream Hulu and Netflix.
Yeah, like your Blu-ray can hook up to the Wi-Fi, right?
Right.
Or the wired connection. And
yeah, I got Apple. Cindy, I got Apple TV. It was $100. Wow, it changed my whole television. I can watch my videos on my phone or my photos on the big screen on TV. I play my iPod music through the TV speakers. It's great. And Google Chrome is only like $35 if you have an Android.
Chromecast.
I'm sorry. Chromecast is like I think $35 or something.
Conversely, Cindy, if you don't have a lot of the laptops and smartphones laying around, a smart TV will do what you want to do, which is stream your Netflix.
Okay. And do you prefer like Samsung or LG or Sony?
The technology is licensed. LCD TVs, LED TVs, plasma is all licensed from the individual manufacturer, but there's a bunch of people who make them. Look for the ones that are in your price point.
Okay.
You definitely want 1080p versus 1080i or 720p.
And what he's saying is basically if the features are there and the components are there, don't worry about the brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
The name on the outside is not going to matter because they all come with a warranty.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Cindy, how old are you?
I am 49.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cindy. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Merry Christmas.
Now, Amanda, you don't need to go back and tell your mom that I have tell women that they're my favorite age. It's just not necessary. Certain things, you know, that thing of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
What happens in the studio.
On the show.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Stays on the show. Very good.
Especially if you get a nice Christmas present. That's
right. This is Kim. Kim, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Kim. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Jose and gang.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks. Hi. What I'm interested in, I live in Illinois, and the 1st of January, we are not going to be able to use our cell phones in the car, and so I need to have some type of device, and I really don't want anything that hangs on my ear. What would be the best type of device to get to have the speakerphone in the car?
What kind of car do you have?
I've got a minivan.
Oh, okay, because I say that any more cars come with the Bluetooth functionality to use.
Yeah, mine's older than that. It doesn't come with that. Okay.
I've actually been where she is with two vehicles. Can I jump in for a second?
Proceed.
I've done this twice, Kim. You go to any reliable aftermarket auto place where they install better car stereos. And there are a multitude. Motorola makes a great aftermarket Bluetooth phone where you literally push a button and answer the phone and it comes through not your car speakers, but its own really good speaker under the dash. Then for more money, they'll put one in that will come through your entire stereo system and you'll pay anywhere from $300 to, you know, $1,500. But I did a Motorola one time in an older car, and I'm telling you, it was fantastic. Just a really nice little chrome mounted button thing on the dash, and you answered it, you'd hang up, you'd volume up and down, and the speaker was crystal clear. It was fantastic. So where do you think, though? You're in Illinois, right?
Yeah, I live in Highland, but I mean, I'm over in St. Louis a lot too.
So
yeah, any of the high-end auto stereo installation, car alarm places should carry them.
Is there still a Hi-Fi Fo Fum, or are they gone?
I believe they are still there, but I don't know for sure. It's off Big Ben.
Does Best Buy do this? Do they?
Oh, yeah, Best Buy does it. Any of the stereo places
just
will do it.
You just want a decent aftermarket Bluetooth, and it's wonderful. Now, I didn't know that in Illinois. I know in other states, if they see you holding the phone, you get a ticket.
Yeah, Illinois just passed a law to kind of consolidate all of the little individual city ones that now you cannot be talking on the phone.
That starts in January.
Right. Yeah. I don't suppose you've considered the idea of just putting the phone next to you while you're driving and answer it when you get where you're going?
I have, but I do a lot of driving.
Mm-hmm.
And
does your phone have a speaker mode?
No.
You don't have a speaker phone? Because your other option is...
Oh, yeah, my phone has a speaker. I have an iPhone 5.
So my goodness, put it on speaker and set it right beside you, and you're legal. If you don't want to go through the trouble of all the other stuff, they just don't want to see it up to your ear.
Right.
Just turn the speaker on, you know how to do that, and just set it beside you and talk. And
they make little phone holders you can put on your dashboard and set it right near your steering wheel so you can hear what it, and then you can talk to them.
Yeah. That's the cheapest way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That might be worth it. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Kim, after this help, do you kind of feel like, wow, I wonder what I could ever do to Frank to thank him? Or you feel like that right now?
I probably would, except for I've got my granddaughter in the car.
That's all right. My daughter's here.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Kim, I think you should drive by the Oryx store. That's what I would do to thank Frank.
That's right. That's right. Kim, how old are you?
I am 57, your favorite age.
It is my favorite age. Unbelievable. You have a great voice. I love to listen to you talk. Hey, Merry Christmas, Kim.
Merry Christmas to y'all. Bye-bye.
To y'all.
I like that.
See, I like that's great women's
Southern
voices.
Illinois.
You know the plural of y'all?
Y'alls.
All y'all.
All y'all. That makes sense. This is Rich. Rich, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Rich.
Hey, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Before I ask for a little advice here, can I get a little advice to you, Frank? There, I would get a DNA test on there with Amanda and you because of the fact of that talent pool that she comes from.
I know. I've thought about this. Yeah.
Yeah, with the singing and the tennis playing and all that. I question whether it actually came from your talent.
Though, when people say sometimes you're better off not knowing, I know it'll probably come back that I'm not the dad.
Kind of blind
eye to that. Yeah, I just assume not know.
Okay. The question that I have, earlier this summer I was trying to do a conference meeting on the computer there, and I couldn't get the other end to connect, and they was trying by phone to get me to download some program.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, my computer is not acting right at all. Is it possible that I downloaded something like from 2008 Windows at 70 XP and it just slowed everything up?
It's possible that the download probably didn't complete properly. If you were having trouble connecting, it may have corrupted it.
I never did get to connect it right, so I had to end up doing it by phone for like an hour.
Yeah.
But would back up everything on an external hard drive, one of those little things that you plug in there, if I back up everything, can I reset that to factory conditions and that would be gone?
Probably. Two things. Before you should be backing up regardless of whether your machine's running slow or not, because eventually you and I both know it's just going to not work one day.
Sure.
Second of all, it's a PC, right?
Yes.
Head over to download.com, and you're looking for a registry cleaner called CCleaner.
CCleaner?
I download and run that and see if that'll go out and help, because it'll go out and find all the sort of broken and missing links and associations in the registry. Because normally when machines start slowing down like that, it's because they get to something that says, go over here and look, and it isn't there. So it has to kind of wait and error out before it proceeds forward.
Okay.
Then if that doesn't do what you want, back up all of your user files, things that you've created, your Word documents, your PowerPoint presentations, Excel spreadsheets, saved games, all your pornography. It's going to have to come off onto the hard drive. Factory restore is either going to be a partition on the PC itself, or they may have sent disks with it to do the factory restore.
Okay.
But remember that when you do the restore, any other additional software that you've got in there besides the operating system, you're going to need the disks and the keys for.
Even the antivirus one?
Especially the antivirus one. If you've paid for it, you can usually contact the service provider with your email address, and they'll send you a new key.
Okay, because the antivirus is saying that I don't have a virus or a worm or anything like that, so I'm sure it's got to be some kind of program that I downloaded that's doing this.
I would agree.
Okay, thank you. Thank you guys. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Rich. You too. Normally we'd quit about now, but we got two ladies waiting. I love it when the women call, so I'm partial to women.
Mm-hmm.
So, Barbara, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Barbara. How are you?
I am great. Frank, I just want to tell you and everybody else, Merry Christmas.
Well, you too, Barbara.
I don't get to listen to you very often, but I listen to you every moment that I can, and I patronize your advertisers.
You're a beautiful woman. We appreciate
I am, if I must say so myself.
Yeah,
so I have kind of have a two-part question, but they are kind of related,
mm-hmm.
so please bear with me. So I'm a Mac user. I'm a graphic designer, so I've been using Mac since it came on the market,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know anything about how it operates, okay? So I have a Mac laptop. I also have a teeny tiny little television. He got the 55-inch and I got the divorce.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
But I have like a little teeny tiny television.
Mm-hmm.
So after the first of the year, that's going to be my Christmas present to myself is a new television.
Mm-hmm.
So my son, who is he's like you, Jose, immediately he's telling me, oh, Mom, you got to get the one that can stream Netflix and yada, 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 yada. I won't know what to look for. Tell me what kind of TV to buy.
Sounds to me like your son ought to go out and pay for it and buy it and put it in for you.
Well, he's in Virginia and he's in the Air Force.
Ah, okay. Well, he gets a pass then.
He gets a pass,
How do you do this and make it simple for her?
Start with your price range.
I don't even know what a good price range is.
$1 billion.
No, when you say like 400 to 600.
400 to 600, three to 500.
Pretty good. 42 inch.
It depends on how big of a television you want to get.
Okay. I'm not a huge television watcher.
It's got nothing to do with how big it needs to be, just how often you watch it. People have asked me all the time, should I buy this size? And I'll tell everybody, you'll never be unhappy with a bigger television.
Right. Nobody's ever said, that screen's too big.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say between $400 and $600.
Yes.
What am I looking for?
You want 1080p?
1080p.
No,
1080p.
Yeah. 1080p.
It's a resolution.
This is what my IT guys go through with me at work.
Right.
Okay, what else?
You want, if the televisions that you're looking at are 1080p, you want to find the largest number of HDMI ports.
Oh, good God. Okay.
HDMI. It's the video input.
That's where you're going to plug in a DVD player. That's where you're going to plug in any other
Apple TV,
game, PlayStation,
cable box.
You just don't want to get a TV that only has one or two. You want three.
Frank, I knew I could turn to you.
Well, you can always turn to me. HDMI. That's the name of the plug. You want at least, what did you say, three of those?
Three.
Yeah.
Three. Is it D as in David or T as in Thomas?
D as in David. HDMI.
I got
Herbert,
you.
David, Mike, Indigo.
There you go.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah. And then just whatever one looks best to you, because they've got all kind of rear backlighting with little blue and little green and thin edge, thick edge. You're going to mount it on the wall. You're going to put it on a stand.
And by the way, since you're not a big TV watcher, don't let some salesperson talk you into stepping up another $300 or $400. If you look at it and go, wow, what a beautiful picture. Jose's right. That's it. That's the one.
Yeah.
And stay away from the gold-plated digital cables.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll try and sell you monster cables.
Yeah.
Well, the joke's on them because I don't even have cable.
No. This is how green she is. We're not talking about that kind of cable. We're talking about the cable that you use to plug your Charter or your
DVD player into
Into your TV. They will try to sell you gold plated cables. You don't need them.
You remember the HDMI chat we just had?
Yeah.
That's the thing that would go into that slot.
Yeah, the HDMI cable you can buy all day long for $6, $8, $10.
No monster cables.
Not $50.
That sounded so blonde.
And my suggestion, find yourself a Sam's or somewhere, an inexpensive sound system. You don't want to listen to the TV's own little speakers. We just talked about this.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that.
Get yourself some decent sound.
And that's the other thing they'll try and upsell you on is $800 worth of sound processing speakers. You don't need it.
Couple hundred bucks, you got a nice sound system.
Now, here's the other part of my question.
Mm-hmm.
So I also have an iPod Touch that I bought 3 years ago. And I usually use it only for when I work out. But I do like to come home and pop it onto my Bose sound system and stream jazz through Pandora.
Yes.
So So I started having issues with it a couple months ago, and somebody said, take it back to the factory settings and start from scratch. So yes. I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, when I try to load Pandora, it's telling me that my operating system needs to be upgraded on the iPod Touch, and yet when I go and try and download an upgraded operating system on iPod Touch, they're telling me there's none available. So somebody told me your iPod's too old. You can't download the new Pandora onto my iPod.
Okay.
So I'm kind of caught betwixt in between because I kind of am interested in buying an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to buy a new iPod Touch and an iPad. So what would you recommend?
Well, if you're going to get the iPad, it'll definitely run the new Pandora.
Can I plug that into my Bose sound system?
I don't. If your Bose sound system is Bluetooth compatible, the answer is yes.
Oh, it's not.
You know, Barb, you know, while we're out of time, I'll tell you what my suggestion is. I have a service. I'm not, certainly not at the level Jose is, but where I come to your home, you're divorced, correct?
I am, and Amanda, turn away.
Yeah, turn away, Amanda. Here's the deal, Barb. I come to your house, and we just kind of assess, okay, we need to go get a TV. Then we go out shopping together, and I can't do this till after 6 in the evening. But we'll go out, we shop, we get a TV, we hook everything
get
up,
back
we sit
home
out,
and
watch a movie together,
the, yeah.
get some popcorn.
Oh, and Frank, if you know any other single men, bring them, because the divorce will be 4 years old in February, and I'm ready to put myself back out there.
Whoa.
Well, Barbara, what I'd like to do is get
saying
to know
more than
you.
One man.
I need to get to know you very well before I can determine what kind of man you might like and appreciate. So I will spend time together. We'll get all this electronic stuff out of the way. And it's just something to think about. I just started this business yesterday, and it's free. There's no charge. And I'll be happy to work with you.
Barbara?
Well, you know me better than you think, because I wrote you a letter several months ago when I was recuperating from surgery telling you how much I appreciated everybody on the show.
Well,
so.
We appreciate you, too. And this
Thank you.
Let this overwhelm you. It really is about the price. It's, how does a TV look? And plug in a decent sound system, and I'm sure you have somebody you know or somebody at work who in an hour could come over and help you get all this stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Barbara, if you'll send me an email at techquestions@ktrs.com, we'll go through in as much detail as you would like all of these things.
Oh, my IT guys at work are going to be so jealous.
Yeah, and if you'll have me over in the evening, we'll go through everything Jose emailed you.
Frank, you're the best.
I care about others, Barbara.
How did you find out?
I know you do. Amanda, your dad is the best.
Did you find out how old Barbara was?
Barbara, how old are you?
I think I just turned 58.
Favorite age.
Yeah, I know.
Favorite age. Barbara, have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. And there goes Barbara. We're out of time, and I know Laura's probably mad because she was holding. But there are only so many hours in the day and so many minutes in an hour. And if you have a question and weren't able to get through, Jose's email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. We thank the folks at Oric. You stop in there, I can almost guarantee you, you're going to find something inexpensive that's going to make your home a cleaner, brighter, healthier place to live. Great home care products at Oric. We'll do this again next week. Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Good day, everybody.
The longest segment we've ever had, but worth it. Worth the time. All right, Mr. Londoff cannot join us, so I will step in for him and say to you that everyone at Johnny Londoff hopes all of you have a Merry Christmas, and that's such a generic, broad statement. Everybody's not going to have a Merry Christmas. I know that. It'd be great if we could. This peace on earth thing, as long as I've been born, I want peace on earth. It's never going to happen. There's never going to be peace on earth. But you know what? You do the best you can and give it your best shot, which is what they do every day that they're open for business. They do the best they can to make the car buying experience, and we'll call it car buying, whether it's a truck or an SUV or whatever, to make it what it really should be and used to be. And unfortunately, I have to say used to be, because at a lot of dealerships, and I have bought more cars than probably any of you listening, it's a sickness and an addiction, and I love cars, but I've bought a lot of cars. You ask Amanda, she grew up, she can't even count the cars that have been in our house since she's been born. But I know a thing or two about buying cars, and I know a thing or two about how to do it. If I were in the car business, I'd put John Londoff out of business and everybody else. I'd be the greatest car salesman alive, because I know what people expect. And I know what they don't like. And they don't like to be treated like, next, you know, that
thing where you take a number, and it's one thing to say, come on in and get friendly service where we care, blah, 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 blah. It's another to do it. And you know, precious few dealers actually do it, actually know how to do it. And again, I know. I've been to lots of car dealerships. And once the deal is signed and done, they're on to the next person, and you come back, and it's almost like they don't remember who you were, that you were there. The folks at Landolf, here's their goal. It's not just to sell you a vehicle. It's to sell the rest of your family vehicles, and then your next vehicle, and then the next one after that, and your kids, their vehicles, and your parents, their vehicles. They think way beyond just, let's get this deal done. They think, let's make this customer so happy, so satisfied, they'll go back and tell everybody they know what a great experience it was, and it works. It works. There are other car dealers that sit and wonder, how can a dealership that's been sitting up in the same place for 50 years or so, the same location, how can they do what they do? It's real simple. They know how to treat people. This pricing, and I know John likes to get into that, just $299 a month and starting at $15,000. You know what? A lot of people have kind of the same pricing. It's not about the pricing. Of course they have to be competitive. It's about how they treat you and about how easy they make this whole thing and how exciting they make it. Remember that. Whether you're in the market now or after the first of the year. Johnny Landolf Chevrolet, Washington Elizabeth Exit. Landolf.com, by the way, online. Washington Elizabeth Exit off 270. Johnny Landolf Chevrolet.
Let's get a look at traffic now. See how things are rolling. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's a nightmare, Dan, especially in South County. If you're just leaving downtown, wanting to head 55 south, get off. Go to Broadway, take 44. The highway is shut down. First of all, we had an accident at Loughborough. That's still off on the right shoulder, but now they've got the highway shut down at Bayless. Folks are being detoured off to Bayless. Get off the ramp there, go across, get back on at Bayless, and you can continue on southbound 55. But the backup is already just a little bit south of 3200 South Broadway. Around the Gasconade area. It's a solid jam. We also had an accident northbound 55 on the ramp to Lindbergh, and that has traffic backed up to Highway 270. On southbound 270 at 55, you had an accident that was blocking three lanes. They've moved that off to the right shoulder. A solid jam now approaching Highway 44 all the way to 55 on southbound 270. On westbound 44, trying to ramp onto southbound 270, you are jammed back to Big Bend. If you're going on westbound 40, you're slow between Kings Highway and McCausland. Lindbergh out through Mason, and then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, you're going to find some slow-to-stop-and-go pockets all the way there. Eastbound 270 looks like it's slowing now midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Modern Family on USA Network. Modern Family, TV's best comedy, is now on USA Network every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday night with back-to-back episodes. Modern Family, now on USA Network. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Frank Ladd from The McGraw Show. In this season of rushing from store to store, party to party, let's remember the real reason for the season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Bertarelli Cutlery has been keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967 and is your one-stop shop for knife, scissor, lawn, and garden tool sharpening. If it's metal and you need it sharp, look no further than the professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery. For professional quality kitchen gear, such as Vitamix blenders, Lodge cast iron, Wusthof, and Global knives, head down to the Bertarelli Cutlery Showroom, located at 127 Marconi in the heart of the hill. They also carry great local St. Louis-made products, such as NHB knives. These knives are handmade in St. Louis and carried exclusively at Bertarelli Cutlery. They also have cutting boards made from locally sourced hardwoods, designed and produced by Martin Goble of Goble Furniture. So head to the Chef's Toy Store and see all the great items and deals to be found. Bertarelli Cutlery is located at 1927 Marconi in the heart of the hill. Call them at 314-664-4005 or visit them at BertarelliCutlery.com. Bertarelli Cutlery, keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967.
Hi, I'm Tom Strive, founder of Strive Electric and Strive Media Systems. Our mission here at the Strive Companies is to create opportunities through developing lasting relationships. We do this by treating our customers with the utmost consideration while providing them with competitive pricing, attention to detail, and superior quality. No matter the size of the job, our customers will have peace of mind knowing their project is in good hands. from home inspections to ensure your home is safely up to code to upgrading your main electrical service, changing a fixture to adding lighting around the home. Strive Electric has the answer for all your home electrical needs, from simply hanging a TV on the wall to designing a full home automated system, security cameras around the home, or a simply monitored system. Strive Media Systems is who you want to call. So next time you have questions about any of the electrical systems in your home, join the tribe and go with Strive. Give us a call today at 314-487-7474 or visit us on the web at striveelectric.com. That's S-T-R-E-I-B electric.com.
Time is running out to finish your holiday shopping, so hurry into Sports Authority for last-minute deals for everyone on your list. We've got thousands of items on sale now, like 25% off Nike Pro apparel and buy one, get one half off on balls for your favorite sports. And don't forget to enter a $500,000 gift of Sport Holiday Sweepstakes for your chance to win big. Visit sportsauthority.com through December 25th to enter and see official rules. Shop all our deals in-store and online today. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
What do you know about Mike Duffy's Pub and Grill in Kirkwood?
They have 20 TVs and drink specials during all Blues games.
Yep.
Awesome pizza and the best burgers and chili.
Yep.
A free 125-person party room that's great for holiday parties.
Yep.
And Mike Duffy's is a major sponsor to the Kirkwood School District Foundation.
I didn't know that.
Now you do. Oh. Also, Wednesday nights are fried chicken nights and Thursday nights are meatloaf.
One more.
Mike Duffy's Pub and Grill is located at 124 West Jefferson in Kirkwood.
Perfect.
In more ways than one.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
For 30 years, St. Patrick's Center has helped people transform their lives from homelessness to dignity and independence. Now, government funding is at risk and we must rely more heavily on private donations. This holiday season, help St. Patrick's Center continue to provide housing, employment, and health opportunities for 8,000 individuals and families each year. Join us in making our community a better place to live and work. Donate 802-0700 or visit stpatrickcenter.org.
Kohl's is open nonstop now through 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Shop and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving you a 13th day with a bonus grand prize pack worth $1,000. Today, go to KTRS.com to register for the grand prize, but you only have until midnight to do so. The grand prize will be announced Tuesday, Christmas Eve morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win the $1,000 prize pack containing a $250 gift card from Here Today and a special gift pack from the Big 550 KTRS. That includes four tickets to a Mizzou basketball game and four tickets to a 2014 Cardinals game. The 12 days, the 13 days of Christmas are present to you from the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-663-5618. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-663-5618. That's 1-800-663-5618.
The holidays are here, and remember last year when you were trying to juggle all those recipes with one oven? What a challenge that was. It's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that your worries are over. How about checking out the Frigidaire double oven stoves at Appliance Discounters? We bought these by the truckload so that we can offer them at the lowest price in town. Add a Frigidaire convection over the range microwave and now you have 3 ovens. Come by any of our 4 showrooms and you'll see why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Happy holidays!
Hi, I'm Dave Sinclair, the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer in Pacific, Missouri. Dodge and Dave Sinclair. Chrysler and Dave Sinclair. Jeep and Dave Sinclair. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Ramp Trucks, and Dave Sinclair. Great combo. If you live in West County, we're only 25 minutes from Chesterfield Mall. We're only 15 minutes from I-44 and 141, and only 15 minutes from Ellisville. That's a short drive to Big City Selection, small town overhead. Thank you, and here's my address, DaveSinclairChrysler.com. DaveSinclairJeep.com. DaveSinclairRam.com.
This Friday and every Friday, Jim Holder and Jim Huer are taking the big sports show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Seiberg's six area locations is near you, go to Seiberg's.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Seiberg's, an eating and drinking company. Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, it has been a busy, busy afternoon of traffic. We're going to get you caught up here with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Yeah, Dan, it does look like they are allowing a lane to get through now on southbound 55 at Bayless. We had a pretty serious accident there. Traffic is backed up to Gasconade. Now, if you're traveling on southbound 270, that accident at 55 is off on the right shoulder. Yeah, now I see they're starting to open up more lanes on southbound 55, so that should relieve some of that pressure. On southbound 270, you're jammed up from 44 through 55. That accident's on the right shoulder. If you're traveling westbound on Highway 70, you're going to be a little heavy between 94, Zumbel, and Cave Springs before it opens up. And then southbound 170, folks trying to get off at Brentwood and the Galleria, to the Galleria, you're jammed up to Olive. And this traffic report brought to you by Modern Family on USA Network. Modern Family TV's best comedy is now on USA Network every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday night with back-to-back episodes. Modern Family now on USA Network. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Download the app STL Taxi. It's free and it's a great app. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Amanda, say hi to Bill.
Hi, Mr. Cleveland.
Mr. Cleveland.
Mr. Cleveland, what is this?
He's 14.
Well, he acts like he's 70, though.
Yeah, so that's what well, you got a point there.
Mr. Cleveland, you know, I'll never forget one day I had to call your house, Frank, and I think maybe I'd been on the show a couple of years, and your son answered the phone, and he kept calling me Mr. Cleveland. And, of course, I found out later that we're like 2 years apart. Very polite.
Yeah,
very polite.
Thank you.
Real quick, I have to mention maybe even a stocking stuffer idea for some folks listening out there. And you suggested to me, Frank, the book about Johnny Carson.
Yeah, by Henry Bishkin. Henry
and my brother bought that for me for Christmas. Got it a couple of days ago. I don't normally read, but I could not put that book down last night. I think I read like 70 pages before I could go to bed.
Yeah, if anybody knew him, it was that guy. 20 years with him practically every day.
Yeah, yeah, unbelievable.
And is the book just titled Johnny Carson? That's the name of the book?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, now I can't remember the guy's name.
Henry Bushkin.
Henry Bushkin. Right. Yeah, right. Fantastic book. Well, Cher has released her 26th solo album.
About time.
Yeah, and as if that wasn't enough of a feat, she actually has a different nose on each of the 26 album covers.
Wow.
Yeah, 26 albums. She sure kept busy since she's retired.
Yeah.
Oh, man, really?
Oh, here's an interesting Christmas poll, a sad sign of the times. One out of three children now mistake Santa Claus as a guy that got suspended from Duck Dynasty.
No, that is sad.
And Target customers who use the credit card between November 26th and December 15th should check their statements for suspicious activity. Suspicious activity, they say, might include a bill that's easy to read, low interest rates, or no extra fees.
Yeah,
so
that is.
See any of that.
Yeah, all the police. Yeah.
And finally, this afternoon, Mr. Cleveland.
Yeah, I know.
Well, before leaving on vacation, President Obama and comedian Steve Harvey surprised some tourists who were looking at the Christmas ornaments inside the White House. That's pretty cool. First, the tourists didn't believe it was really Obama until they noticed he was with a celebrity. Said, oh, yeah, that's the guy. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. Hope you all have a wonderful, merry Christmas. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
We got it. See you back.
There he goes, Mr. Cleveland. He'll be back again. Well, let's see. We'll be here Thursday, so he'll be with us Thursday. That was... Bill, hey, if you're gonna go out, run around today, let me tell you, the traffic, unbelievable. I had to go down to Manchester today. Where's everybody going? It's always that way, though. That last, I guess there's some things you can't pick up. Like if you, are picking up a pie or, a ham.
Well, it's all men out there. I mean, men don't shop weeks at a time.
I do.
No, except for, you're the exception.
You're the exception to a lot of things. And I just want to mention, my daughter came up with a brilliant idea for Christmas. She had, can I mention it or would give anything away?
Yeah, you can.
Is Grandma listening? Does she not have
She's
her?
She's probably listening, yeah.
It's okay, though.
Okay.
She went online, and there's a company that takes pictures of family members and puts them on magnets for refrigerators. What Amanda didn't realize is all these stainless steel appliances, nobody's refrigerator will hold magnets.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what we did, scotch tape them to the front of the refrigerator. Just put them up.
Or the doors, I think.
The sides.
No. The sides of the refrigerator?
No.
Yes.
No.
I think so, maybe.
Because I think they only do the doors stainless.
Okay. Well, ours is pushed into the wall.
Oh, so you can't get to the sides anyway.
Sides. So something to think about. Man, that the refrigerator magnet people had to go, no! When the stainless steel stuff started coming out because but tape them up there. We did. She's got some neat pictures.
I was excited about my present.
She was so excited. No, she was sticking it up and it fell on the floor. So just something to think about. But hey, use some scotch tape. They're still nice. It was a good idea. First Community Credit Union, thanks to the guy earlier who called to say that he went in and for Christmas presents for his three grandkids, he opened the savings accounts for them. It's a great idea. $50 a piece. First Community Credit Union wants your banking business, and here's how they're proving to you that they want it and rewarding you. If you will move your car loan from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union, they'll give you $100. $100. Now, what's the rate on your car loan right now? You don't know, do you? You know the payment, but you don't know the rate. There's a very good chance the rate is going to be lower at First Community Credit Union, which means your car payment's going to be lower, and you get $100. What a great deal. And I think that's just going to be the door opening for you to walk in and give them the rest of your banking business. Because once you see how they do that, that's how they do everything. Very competitive, very stable, very secure, very friendly. You're not just a customer, you're a member. FirstCommunity.com. First Community Credit Union. Good joke coming up. Stick around 5 o'clock. Big 550.